From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Evictions are on the rise in the South. The good news is that Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana still have millions of dollars from the federal emergency aid program to help renters. The bad news is there's so much left because those states have been slow to get money to the people who need it. As Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, the programs are still frustrating both tenants and landlords.
More evictions mean more calls at places like the Fair Housing Center of Northern Alabama, says Executive Director Lila Hackett.
Basically all day. they're ringing when we come in the mornings most times, and they ring until we leave and after closings.
Now, not every call they get is for an eviction, but eviction calls have been slowly increasing there and at legal aid offices across the Gulf South since the CDC's eviction moratorium ended in late August.
Have we peaked with that, or do you think it's going to continue to get worse?
No, I think it's going to get worse. I think we're just seeing the beginnings now.
Lots of calls are also coming from people frustrated with the Federal Emergency Relief Program. The feds gave Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana a combined $1.1 billion for the aid. But 10 months after the funds were approved, the three states have only spent 19% of the money. One reason for the slow rollout comes down to how hard it can be to sign up. Even Georgetown University Assistant Professor Eva Rosen, who studies housing, has a tough time as she reads over Alabama's application.
Answers of yes will be considered if the application, oh goodness, I don't know what any of this means.
Rosen says a lot of people don't finish the paperwork because of requirements like government IDs, copies of leases, and late payment notices.
You don't necessarily save that, right? And a lot of people don't have a formal lease or they don't remember where it is. Income verification, that is where a lot of people get tripped up. This is a lot of documentation.
People also get denied aid because of how difficult it could be to prove the coronavirus is the reason for the late rent. Now, the state requires so much documentation because they're trying to avoid fraud. During a hearing on this in late September, Alabama State Senator Roger Smitherman grilled leaders from the Alabama Housing Finance Authority.
Because it seems like we're so tight on trying to serve these people under the name of fraud or whatever, we're strangling these people. We're actually strangling them.
Another problem comes from landlords refusing to accept the federal aid. Sarah Taggart is a lawyer who represents landlords in Alabama. She says one of her clients turned down the money because he didn't want anything from the current president.
And so we had to get the check cut to legal services so legal services could give it to the tenant so that the tenant could give it to the landlord so that the landlord didn't get any money from Joe Biden. And you're just like, all right, that was something.
But she said that's way less common of a reason than her clients just not trusting Alabama's statewide rental assistance program because of how bad the rollout has been.
And I'd like to say that that's illogical, but I've been dealing with those programs and, you know, you never know when you're going to get paid. You can never get someone on the phone. I once got two checks for the same tenant from the same program, which made no sense.
Some landlords have been willing to wait for the money, but only for so long.
My landlord, she trying to be patient, but you know she want her money.
Katrina Skinner lives in the Mississippi Delta. She sent in her paperwork for rental assistance to the state back in September, but the state's still reviewing her application. Now she's starting to lose her patience too.
We got all the documents. What more do y'all want from us if we got all the information in?
Now, these aid programs have improved a lot since they first started. The feds loosened their rules and so did the states. But some programs are still running slow enough that people like Skinner are left wondering which will come first, the aid or the eviction. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WBHM in Birmingham, WWNO in New Orleans, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and NPR. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.